Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bryce Young benched yesterday. The news out of the NFL, the big news of the day. We now have new betting odds on who's going to be the next quarterback benched. Daniel Jones leading the way 4-1.
Oh,
Bo Nix and Jacoby Brissett.
Oh,
both at 6-1,
and then making the switch to Stidham, huh?
I think the odds are in our favor with Will Levis 8-1. He's got the fourth best odds.
Who's
to get
the backup there again?
Mason Rudolph. Yeah.
Oh.
But his coach wants to kill him, so there's that.
Yeah.
You know
what are you bleeping doing?
Yeah. 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 So
yeah, but Mason Rudolph's going to make those mistakes too.
I don't know if Mason Rudolph makes those two mistakes.
Yeah,
he's made.
The flip, in
back to back weeks.
Yeah, Will Levis has got to stop flipping the ball.
Yeah, you think?
That's really been the problem. Everything else is like, you know, young dumb kid stuff.
That's brutal, dude.
But flipping the ball.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Man, you got to break it out of him. All right. Well, Mel Kiper Jr. He went in on the Carolina Panthers, which is just chef kiss audio here from Get Up.
I think it's mishandled is the word, because when you drafted Bryce Young, you knew he was an outlier. You know, Russell Wilson was bigger, right? Taller, but only 5'10 and three quarters. That opened it up for the 5'10 quarterback. But Russell Wilson was 205, 208 coming out, not 180. Okay, Kyler Murray, because of Russell Wilson, became the number one pick overall. Different body type than Bryce Young. So you knew Bryce Young, not only short, but small, diminutive quarterback, needed help, right? Also, continuity. You draft a quarterback. Everybody said he's got this great infrastructure in Carolina around him, right? With the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback coach, everything's there, the senior assistant, everything's in place. And then you see him beat C.J. Stroud on the field as a rookie, right? You take out the three games he threw multiple interceptions, he was 5 touchdowns, 6 touchdowns, 3 picks. okay? Had some decent games last year, okay? But then you go into this year, you change everything because C.J. Stroud's doing so well in Houston. We got to destroy this thing. We got to blow it up and start over because, you know, C.J. Stroud's doing so great in Houston. These coaches aren't getting it done. So we bring in an offensive coach who was with Baker and others, right? Bring in a new pass game coordinator, new quarterback coach for Bryce Young. Then we don't play him in the preseason. We play him one series in the final preseason game against the AOGs. None of those guys are playing for Buffalo, by the way. They went one series down the field, and they're rah-rah. Great, we got it. We accomplished everything we wanted to. I'll give you a little note. C.J. Stroud played in two preseason games this year. Okay, he played four. Derek Carr played in two preseason games. Why? Because Clint Kubiak was coming in with a new offense, and Derek Carr is a veteran, played in two preseason games. Bryce Young played one series of a final preseason game against the nobodies on defense for the Buffalo Bills. Does that make sense to you? When in two games in, we're saying he can't play. Yes, his confidence was shattered, right? Yes, he does need to sit behind Andy Dalton for a little bit. But to blame this on Bryce Young is ridiculous. This is the blame here goes to the organization, the owner.
I think we can say yes, though, to both.
Yeah, this, what Mel Kiper said at the beginning, that beginning of that rant, is what I have hammered on since Bryce Young came out. It was, he's such a percentile outlier physically that the other stuff had to be so superlative laden that to believe in it, that otherwise you'd made the most egregious decision in NFL history.
Yeah, but I also think that the back end of it, there's credence to that,
sure,
too, because two guys that were left for dead that have played like two of the best quarterbacks in the NFL,
mm-hmm,
are Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold.
Sure.
They both were quarterbacks for the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm, and everybody's like, they're trash. See, we knew it. The organization as a whole is an absolute dumpster fire.
It's up there with the A's now as far as being one of, if not the worst run organization in North America.
The idea that Bryce Young can go somewhere else and be like Darnold or Mayfield, there's a long way to go, yeah, to get there. But Bryce Young has been as bad as he has been because of his limitations and the Carolina Panthers organization having a fire sale with their roster.
They just let go of their leading. Did you see what just happened like 30 seconds ago?
No.
They just released their leading sack pass rusher.
Well, of course they did, because they're not in it to win. They're in it to point the finger at somebody else.
Which is like, if you're going to do that, why not play Bryce Young?
When you go down the road of getting rid of Christian McCaffrey, getting rid of DJ Moore, and then saying, you know what, we're going to surround Bryce Young, the franchise quarterback that we mortgaged our future on, and know that we won't have assets to surround him via the draft because we traded them all to Chicago in order to get Bryce Young. And what we're going to do is say, yeah, the guy that is going to be our linchpin is Adam Thielen. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's not it.
No.
That is not conducive to winning. And then you fire your head coach after 1 year with that hand that they dealt him, hire Dave Canales, and in the same offseason, trade away Brian Burns,
mm-hmm,
for nothing, almost nothing, and then sit there and be like,
after trading away Christian McCaffrey,
you know what?
Next to nothing.
We expect something different to happen this, mm-hmm, year. It's lunacy.
In acquiring the draft rights to Bryce Young and trading away Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, and Brian Burns, they gave up more first-round picks than they got back. They had a first-round pick deficit by the time those four transactions were done.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
That's roster malfeasance. But on the flip side, Bryce Young has still been atrociously bad.
He has been. Both those things can be true. And he looks broken, and we've seen that with quarterbacks in the past in dysfunctional, mm-hmm, situations. See Sam Darnold, seeing ghosts. And now you see competency around these guys, and whether it's Baker, whether it's Sam Darnold. Hell, Jared Goff is an example, mm-hmm, of this, with how bad he looked when he had Jeff Fisher as his head coach. And then you get Sean McVay. They go to a Super Bowl. They say Stafford's going to be the guy that gets it so over the top, which he was.
Yeah.
But then he goes to Detroit, and everybody's like,
turn that franchise around.
Well, in Detroit, it was, oh, Jared Goff's just going to be left for dead now. Mm-hmm. And no, he's around with Johnson as his OC, Dan Campbell as their head coach. Their front office has done an amazing job. Brad Holmes, their general manager, has done an incredible job of building a roster. He's got competency around him, and Jared Goff is thriving. Maybe not last week. Last week was a little tough for Jared Goff, But we're seeing a consistent player and a consistent quarterback, and stability in the franchise means a whole hell of a lot. One thing that those other three guys, whether it's Goff, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, is that those guys do have all of the tools, though, to be successful quarterbacks in the NFL. I think one thing that is still to be determined is, does Bryce Young have that? Because everybody says to a man, between the ears, mentally, he's one of the sharpest guys that any NFL evaluator has ever seen.
As far as physical tools.
Yeah, but it is his vision, his arm strength, accuracy, all of those things. Big question marks when actually playing the position of quarterback.
I sent you a video last night. Did you watch it?
No.
It was a highlight
collection. I've seen that. Yes, that video. Yeah. That video I have seen of
Bryce Young's jump checkdowns.
It's
almost painful to watch. It looks like a junior college player playing in the NFL. Like, he just has no, like, there's fear. And, like, for those of you that don't understand what I'm talking about, like, on an extended play, he goes to a check down, but there's a pass rusher there or somebody in the vicinity. And he quite literally does a jump pass because he can't either increase the arm slot to throw around the defender. He has to jump in the air and do a Tim Tebow, Chris Leak push pass over the top. And it's part of it's like, oh, that's cute. But part of it's like, oh, God, he has to do this.
And it's multiple times.
And there's like 15 of them. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God, like, this is a real, like, physical hurdle that he has to overcome.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yep, somebody else is chiming in on this.
Shannon Sharp was having sex.
Kaitlyn Clark is white.
When he was picked number one overall, I didn't hear a lot of people poo-pooing that, to be fair to him. But it's been an unmitigated disaster. I want to keep y'all in mind. I want to throw some numbers out here for you, Shannon, and for you, Dom. Do you know in the last 10 games, the Carolina Panthers have led for only 10 seconds? They've had a lead for 10 seconds over the last 10 games. I mean, that is an atrocity, okay? We're looking at Bryce Young right now. You're talking about among 32 quarterbacks with at least 250 attempts. His record is 2-16, worst in the NFL. 59.3% completion percentage, dead last. 173.4 passing yards per game. 31 of 32 quarterbacks. That's where he ranks. The only person that was worse dating back to last season is Kenny Pickett. Last in yards per attempt. Last in touchdown percentage. Last in passer rating. This is what we're talking about. And he's completed just 38% of his passes in his career with one touchdown and five interceptions when under pressure. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamarcus Russell wasn't even that bad. And you know how I felt about Jamarcus Russell. I mean, this is the worst. This is maybe the biggest bust in NFL history.
Not good. But also, we go back to the Carolina Panthers have let him down too. Man, we need to acknowledge and remember that this is a sum of all of the parts being as bad as it is.
Here, I've said this over the last couple weeks that Bryce Young is heading down the Jamarcus Russell path of being the biggest bust in NFL history. Through 16 games for Jamarcus Russell and Bryce Young, you're talking about two different generations of football, one in 2007, one in 2023, 2024, right? One threw for 2,200 yards, the other one for 2,800 yards. One had 9 touchdowns, the other one had 11. One had 10 interceptions, the other one had 10 interceptions. Their touchdown rates, interception rates, and their sack yards are way different. But their touchdown rates and interception rates are nearly identical.
Yep, not good.
I mean,
two bad quarterbacks.
You're talking like this is where I talk about like the whole idea of like there's nothing redemptive.
Nope.
Like even when Sam Darnold was seeing ghosts in New York, there was the idea that somehow, some way, that's why he kept getting chances. Baker, the reason he kept getting chances is because the talent was there. And it was like, he's hard-headed and he's stubborn. It took him a while to figure it out. Like, it's two very different instances where Sam Darnold was like, he was mentally broken, where I think emotionally Baker was just kind of stunted. With Bryce, even if you fix his confidence, even if you fix whatever it is mentally that you think you, like, if you gave him Tom Brady's precision, all 20 plus years of NFL wisdom and put it in his head, physically, he just may not be capable of playing the position at the NFL level. Like, I just don't know if you put enough weapons around him. If you swapped Sam Darnold and Bryce Young right now, and you gave Bryce Young all the mental acuity of the top quarterbacks, would he be anything more than viable?
I don't know. We don't know.
But
because we haven't seen him in any semblance of a functioning organization.
It's entirely fair.
Like, that's something that you just don't know.
Like I said, even with Baker, even with Darnold, even with a lot of the also-ran guys.
The tangibles that you're talking about, height, weight, sure, yeah, you have those things. But I don't know what he would look like in a functional offense, a functional team, in a functional organization. And that means a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Because we've seen guys that have been, hell, Doug Flutie, he was smaller than Bryce Young.
Shorter.
But he was still, he could get it done because mm-hmm. he had a coach and he had coaching and he had weapons around him to where he would move. They would move the pocket for him. They would figure out a way to create throwing lanes. Right? We have no idea. But right now, the proof that we do have is that it's not working in Carolina. He's been let down and he's just not good enough. Full stop.
Yes.
Right there. And that's the truth about it.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.